On Thursday, state lawmakers on the Budget Writing Committee rejected Governor Walker's proposed switch to a self-insurance model for state employees. Instead, the panel came up with other ways to save money. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, one of those methods likely would lead to an increase in health care premiums for state workers.
Under so-called self-insurance plans, state workers and their families buy insurance coverage from the state rather than purchasing it through private HMOs. Governor Walker lobbied heavily for the approach, citing 46 states that have adopted the model. He highlighted the item in his budget address in February.
Moving the state to a self-insured plan, we believe, will save Wisconsin taxpayers at least $60 million during this budget cycle. As promised, we put that money entirely into public education. Part of it will go to our K-12 public schools, and part of it will go to the UW system.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle gave the governor's proposal a lukewarm reception. Some Democratic critics warned that if the state switched to a self-insurance model, customers would have fewer health care choices and would lose out on the cost savings that competition generates. In Thursday's joint finance meeting, Representative Gordon Hinds blasted Walker's plan.
And I'm happy to see the Finance Committee on a bipartisan basis flatly reject what I think was a risky scheme during a time of uncertainty in healthcare, especially with what's happening at the federal level. And this is a rejection of a push by the governor to try to free up money to pay for priorities that he simply doesn't have the resources to invest in because of past decisions made over the last few budgets.
The panel unanimously rejected the plan, with the Republican leaders saying they had doubts about the projected savings the self-insurance model would generate. They added that thousands of Wisconsinites benefit from the current, fully funded competitive health care market and said the committee's decision ensures the market's future. Yet one of the governor's longtime allies, Senator Alberta Darling, wouldn't let the vote take place without defending him.
And so I just want to clarify that the governor's motive was not to pull one over on us or to give us an inferior product. I honestly believe he thought that it would help have a quality health care system in Wisconsin, that it could be at a better cost. And I think I just wanted to stand up and give that point of view, because I know we started being a part of a discussion of self-insurance years ago.
The committee then adopted several provisions that would result in $64 million in money savings to match what Governor Walker had promised the change to a self-insurance model would have offered. The measures include allowing the state to hike health insurance premiums up to 10%. Also on Thursday, the panel voted 12-4 to eliminate health care coverage for domestic partners of state and local government workers. The full legislature will have the final say on the budget items. Lawmakers typically try to wrap up by June 30th, but it appears unlikely that will happen. Joint Finance still has to tackle K-12 funding and how to plug a $1 billion hole in the transportation budget. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.